Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Horse Hour podcast. We are at the National Equine Forum today. And one of the great things about the NEF is the Sir Colin Spedding Award. Each year, there are nominees that you can nominate somebody through the National Equine Forum or through your local representative. And this year, we have three. And I'm joined by Bonnie Miller. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Exciting
day for you. Very exciting, it is. Because it really is.
Not only could you win an award, but you get it presented by the president of the NEF, which is the HRH Princess Royal Anne.
Yes, it was lovely downstairs just now. We had a nice conversation about what it was like to travel around America, where I'm from, and also about equine nursing in the UK.
So can you explain to us what it is that you do, because you've been, and why you've been nominated?
I am an equine nurse at Rossdale's in Newmarket, and I've been there, it will be 25 years this year. I came to this country because I married a Brit, having worked in America at the University of Pennsylvania New Bolton Center for several years. And when I came to this country, there were no formal qualifications for equine nursing. So thankfully, I ended up with a job as head nurse at Rossdale's, and my boss, Tim Greet, was a real champion for equine nurses. So I very much got involved with the whole training and the curriculum and setting up the program and everything with him, with the Royal College, with BEVA, and various other big names in equine surgeons in Britain, and it just snowballed from there. So now we have training colleges and exams through the Royal College of Veterinary Surgeons. And,
that's amazing. So there's official qualifications of veterinary nursing.
Definitely.
Wow.
An equine veterinary nurse official qualification. And we are on the professional register of the Royal College of Veterinary Surgeons.
Oh my gosh, Bonnie, so, that's incredible. How long did it take you to do that?
Well, it was many different processes through the years, and I think we were the first cohort of trainees back around 1999, 2000, I think. So it's up and running and doing really well now.
Well, it's only taken them how many years? 16 years, 17 years to give you an award for it. It's about time.
That's all right. I think this is for everybody. All the equine nurses who work behind the scenes are rarely recognized, I think, outside. In fact, the public really doesn't know that we exist too much, really. So it is. I hope this is a way to raise the profile to the public.
Yeah.
So
and what's
quite
the plan,
excited.
What's the plan for it moving forward?
Well, we continue to just have training practices stay on board with the training, and this, and more students will then become qualified, and they themselves become lecturers, and hopefully they themselves will present and lecture at our congresses with the British Veterinary Nursing Association, and really just build the numbers and build awareness.
So what would you need? Do you need any qualifications to be able to be a veterinary nurse?
Yes, you do need GCSEs of minimal levels, and you apply to be a student through the Royal College, and just really have a very keen interest in horses. Just like a small animal nurse will have a very keen interest in small animals, dogs and cats.
Well, thank goodness you met your English husband, because we're grateful. Is he sat over there in the corner?
He is sitting in the corner, and he's Welsh.
Is he Welsh? Well, that's lovely, Robin, yes. Because I'm part Welsh too.
Oh, very good.
So, okay, I shouldn't say English, so British,
yes,
so I apologise.
Very good.
But because, you know, that means that you came over here and you've done all this amazing work. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I think it's incredible. I wish you the best of luck today. And we find out in a few hours
who's won. We do.
Oh,
it's all been really, really quite a special day. So,
Well, it's well deserved, Bonnie. You've done it all, you know, for the love of the industry, which is incredible.
For the love of my patients, really.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm at the National Equine Forum all day today, and I'll be bringing you interviews with guest speakers, with some of the experts. We'll be live tweeting the conversations that are taking place and photos too, so you can get involved in what's happening at the NEF. Tweet us your questions. What do you think about some of the subjects that are being talked about? Just use hashtag horsehour, hashtag NEF17. The experts here are talking in detail about how we can make changes to the industry. How can we improve our equestrian industry? And you're part of that as well. So do tweet us your opinions and your questions. I will speak to you very soon.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.